Conversations about racial profiling have been making headlines as more people document incidents on social media. Keystone Crossroads Annette John Hall reports a group of educators in Philadelphia does not want the issue to be lost in the news cycle. So they are sharing their stories and what they hope can be a teachable moment that is long-lasting.
Quamir Trice had a blown-out taillight. But when he was pulled over by the police recently, they decided to search him and the car for drugs.
He grabbed my wrist and was like, get out the car, like damn near pulling me out the car.
Years ago, Trice sold drugs and was arrested as a juvenile. But he turned his life around, graduated from Howard University, and became a Philadelphia public school teacher. The morning of his stop, he was featured in an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer. All the cops saw was his rap sheet, which Trice thought had been expunged.
Again, like, I just don't believe that people even believe that I'm an educator, right? Like, I don't even fit that description.
Trice shared his story at an event organized by other black male educators in Philly who say they've been racially profiled in the past few months. Management at a University City movie theater called the police on Ishmael Jimenez and his wife. The couple had gone to the box office for a refund due to technical difficulties with the movie. When they tried to go back to get their children, management wouldn't let them. Jimenez teaches African American studies to high schoolers and said he could feel how race factored into the situation.
The benefit of the doubt wasn't given to us that we were going to just legitimately get our kids. Like, we're not trying to get over on you.
Benjamin Slater, a special education teacher, was approached by armed security at a Pennsylvania amusement park on Father's Day.
I fit a profile and description of someone who was going through purses and bags at Dorney Park.
Will Mega is a school administrator who criticized Lowe's Home Improvement stores for only checking receipts at some of its locations. He organized the panel discussion.
As educators, here's an opportunity to not just advocate for ourselves, but to teach the community. I mean, that's what we do. We basically teach communities.
All of the panelists recorded their interactions with authorities on their cell phones, a tool that's proven to be useful, said audience member Malik Abhabib.
If the cell phone wasn't available, these things would just be happening in the cloak of darkness.
Max Feldman was also in the audience. He's white and says he came away with a deeper understanding of the indignities African Americans can go through on a daily basis.
I was just moved by the power of all four stories. I mean, you see it online all the time, but it's also really important to just hear people straight from the source and to trust people and listen to people.
For Trice, that was the point. To help build a mindset where people don't jump to conclusions based on stereotypes.
I got tattoos, right? A lot of people who you might have seen commit a crime look just like me. But I think that my job today is to kind of change that narrative.
The panelists plan to put together a nationwide anthology of these types of stories. Its working title, The Book on Racial Profiling. And at John Hall, Keystone Crossroads.